sorry, I'm going to jump into the answer straight away, and I'm going back to something that Simon said. You know, your skin folk aren't entirely your kinfolk, and that is the reality of what is happening in Bristol. We saw a seismic shift in the city when, for the first time in the history of the UK, that the citizens of Bristol elected a mayor of African descent to become mayor of the city. And I have to say, it was on the second attempt, not the first attempt, because Mayor Rees ran in 2012, just kind of lucked out. But in 2016, we kind of garnered, you know, the momentum was behind him. And the reality is, we walk our talk. You know, I was also elected in that year. I'm somebody, I call myself the accidental politician, because I was always on the other side. I was always on the other side. You know, I'm the community activist. I was the one kind of calling out the local authority, the public sector, and all of those bodies that have, like I said, racism is endemic, it's systemic, it's really hard, you know. You always say the only way you're going to get rid of it is to blow it all up and start all over again. That's the reality, because it's just too deep. I was never going to apologize for who I am as a black woman, as a black woman leader. I was in both myself and Mayor Wearies were in a really pivotal position to change the narrative and to talk about racism and make people feel uncomfortable, get comfortable with being uncomfortable. I can never deny who I am and where I'm from. I am, you know, my parents are part of the Windrush generation, they're Jamaican. I am African. Nobody can't tell me any different. And for all the years that I have been fighting for racial justice in the city, you really think I was not going to take the opportunity of becoming a leader in the city, which I was never expecting to happen. But then Mayor Rees putting his trust in me to put me into the cabinet and also to elevate me to the role of deputy mayor, if I wasn't going to use both my soft and my hard power to make the change that was needed in the city. And I'm saying, we've had to drag some institutions kicking and screaming to the table. But do you know something? I take my hats off to those organizations that we have worked with over the last 7 years who are facing up to the inequality that exists within their own organizations. And for many, it's even worse than us within the local authority. But we work collectively together, and I think that was what the key was. Instead of each organization trying to address race inequality separately, we all are facing this, and just, we happen to be black leaders leading a local authority that in itself was also called out for being systematically and institutionally racist following the murder of a migrant, Bijan Ibrahimi, in 2015, I think it was. And so for a